Hi, my name is Henry, and my topic is factory life, and we're going to be talking about factory life in the early 1800s, and discuss how factory life was for their work for workers, and how it came to be, and it all started during the Industrial Revolution, when it started to explode in the early 1800s, and industrialization really was only typically in the north and in the south, where it was mainly rural areas like farms, and people who lived in urban areas started working in factories, and it started to make them a lot of money, so it really got people from the south to come up to the north, where it was more urban, so they could get more money for their family. Factory life was difficult for workers. The hours were long, the work was hard and unsafe. Men would sometimes get seriously injured, and some even died in the process. And when someone gets injured or gets killed, someone else has to take their place. And that's usually when the next person comes in. And the process repeats over and over until you run out of workers. But it wasn't really the case. And then children started to work in factories to support their families. They worked long hours in factories for very little money, and they were mainly used to reach small areas since they were small, and it could help them to reach places where adults couldn't really reach. And women also started to work in textile mills to support their families. It was a really good opportunity for them to do something outside of the house other than just doing chores. They could really go out there and have a job and support their families. So it was a really convenient time for them. And it was really cool at the time.